Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. We appreciate you. We appreciate you taking time out to vibe out with us, to listen to what we have to say, sing, spit, if it makes you laugh, gives you something to think about. Whatever it is that we do, rap, whatever it is we do, we keep it clean, we keep it positive, but we also... we share our gifts. This is a time and place for you to share your gifts, your talents, support, network, you know, whatever you do on and off the stage. That's what we're here for. And so I just want to thank you for taking the time out. And big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you. And by everybody who's listening via phone, please feel free to tell your friends to call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get started on the show, and we're going to go ahead and start with our first round. So let's get it.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due. Or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady. And yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all. As I ran the entire East Coast, I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew, back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast raised, born in the first state. Fire, I blaze, days in the maze. Yeah. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like, nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In K-Town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. Thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud, I get in, get up and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park.
Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking.
Yeah, this hit right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook to it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my method would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping another page, what can I say? Look what I made, hoping to say they don't rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits ya, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper doll, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood floor to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself, always giving her cushion. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Breeding something new for my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the set. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my common risk.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chana, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher, and we'll have maybe one or two to go right after that, but won't be on very long tonight. But I want to give the opportunity for everybody to, whatever you, if you have something going on in your community, let us know so we can support you. If you have a business you want to tell us about, let us know. And also, if you want to perform, you want to spit, you want to sing, you want to rap, you want to do some comedy, you want to give a short story, whatever it is that your talent is, feel free to share that. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines. And we have Truth in the building. What's up? What's up, Truth?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Just relaxing tonight, chilling out. So,
nothing wrong with
how
that.
You been?
Doing great. A little jet lag,
okay.
Been gone for a while. Long
okay.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Much needed. Mhm.
Yeah. But vacation is always much needed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What you got for us tonight?
Oh, okay. I got something. Strength, latitude, birds of wings flying high. Deadness no lies. Strength as we walk, talk. Then it needs prayer and supplication for the mind that we find the meekness. Still, blasphemous, not being great, better for the strong, for the strength, wisdom for the wise. Continue to live life long, study no wrong. Continue to be better, greater for the love, life, for prosperity, for the claiming the greatness as we sing with clarity as we follow down the road of redemption, flying down roads from where we find with no exemptions. Still, I'm contented. Contended, number one contender, bout, pound for pound, the king of the ring, still fighting, still living, still surviving. Truth, rock.
All right, now, Truth. Also, we got somebody who wants to freestyle with you right now. You ready?
Carlos, oh, yeah, I'm ready.
To freestyle with him.
Word.
All right, so hold on, let me get him on the line. What's up, Carlos? Got DMX
Bolt,
you on the line.
China, I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you, China.
Hey, Carlos, I did throw it out there, man. I did throw it out. But I was
yeah,
like, never
exactly.
mind, China, never mind.
Oh, wow.
You can't keep running. You can't keep running, man.
Nah,
oh, man.
Nah, you can't run, man. Carlos, what you got in mind, man?
I don't know, man. It's like I just been going through a lot. You know what I mean? I just been going through a lot. You know what I mean? And like I haven't had it because of my work ethic. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna let nothing stop my paper. You know what I mean? So I got to get up and go to work. I haven't had the time to just sit down and write, man. But
okay.
the thoughts that's going through my
okay.
head. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's like
out.
Just a few
take
minutes
out.
Ago. Just a few minutes ago, man, I was kicking something in my head, and right now I know what it's about, but I can't even remember it. You know what I mean? But that's where it's at. If I could just ahead of time, so I figured if I start freestyling, there's no telling what might come out, man. But that's the reason I was like, nah, because I got to be edited. I don't want to be, you know what I mean? So I just, if we do it, man, you know what I'm saying? If I go to pause and stuff, man, just respect that part of it.
Well, I mean,
it
you know, just like,
perfect.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let you go first, right? I'm going to listen to everything you say, right? And then
and you gonna respond?
Whenever you stop, I'll respond. So just think clear. try to take the curse words out of your mind, you know. Just
I mean that ain't gonna be that hard. I mean, okay. I got enough respect for my, you know what I'm saying, for my girl. That ain't gonna be that.
Yeah, I mean,
but
you know,
that might interrupt my flow a little bit, but I should be there. Man.
Hey, it always works for me when I close my eyes and I just when you don't think about what you're going to say, it works out better that way.
But China, you gonna give us a beat or you gonna beatbox?
that's funny right there. What kind of beat you
I don't know. It don't even. I mean, China, you know me. Most of my stuff is like truth. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then I'm talking with truth. You know what I mean? So I mean, but it's like, you know my background. I mean, that's me.
I mean, let me see what I can.
I don't know. I'll just
see. This new for me. I got you. Hopefully you guys can hear this, but never done this before. But we're gonna make it happen. We'll try to play some.
Let's make it happen in there.
Okay, I got you. Gotcha. Hopefully y'all like my choice. And hopefully y'all can hear it. Waiting for the ad to go away. And we're gonna make it happen. Can y'all hear it? Hold on. Can you hear that? Give me 1 second.
Not at all.
Hold on 1 second. It's low. It's coming. What about now?
I can't hear it.
We can't hear nothing.
It's coming. It's low right now.
It don't matter, China.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah, I can hear
it now. Yeah, here we go. Here we go, y'all. And this is Carlos, the one trying to call the DMS abortion. He's been going through a lot. He don't even know what he's about to say, but he's going to let it flow, right? And this is how it starts. The last couple of my months have been kind of stressful, but I'm still going to be successful. Yep, I won't let nothing stop me. And even though they try to block me, I will always succeed. I will not need trees, but this is just me, and this is what it's going to be. See, I went back to my old ways, the things I used to do way back in the old days. But, yo, the things have changed, man. I can't believe they changed the rules to the game. But, yo, I learned my hard way. The boys bought me the car set, you know what I mean? They tried to take me out. They hit me in my mouth. But I learned my lesson. Yeah, and it was a blessing because I can't go backwards. And that's how it just acted. I don't know. These are things that I'm going through, and I'm hoping that somebody affects you. I don't know, man. It's like, I just want to tell the truth, and these are things that I do. I need to change my ways. I can't do the things I did back in my old days. You know what I mean? It's like, it was wrong. I wish I could find a way to put in a sewer song to tell the kids not to make the mistakes that I did back when I was a kid. I want to see y'all do better. I wish I could write it in a letter. I'm going to let Truth do this thing. You know what I mean? And, no, he ain't going to rap. He going to sing. And I hope he get better. And I'm going to get my flow together in a minute. Go, Truth. My bad.
Every little time I think about it, hey, it's just a little time. I want to rap about it, but everything's gonna get better through the bad weather, however, it don't even matter what. what they think about it, what they want to do about it. Just be yourself and showing how you're going to do it. See, you rise through the clouds going real high. It's going to be okay. It's a better day. Let it be your day. Be the truth way each and every day to be okay if you just pray. Stay down on your knees and pray to Jesus. He's the reason for your season. It ain't no treason. It's a man in the myth, a great mythical, lyrical, his spiritual. That's right, here you go. He's a miracle, standing in the circle. Call me, don't you worry about it. It's going to be okay. Going to be all right. Just another day. Sit and pray. You will see better days. It'll lead to latter days. For the strength, all we can find, all the things that we need in ourselves, in the heart. We can find it. We can grab it. We can grasp it. It'll be okay. Turn around. Walk away. Just look in yourself and find your soul. You can search it every time. You can be made whole. Just think about it. Don't go back. Turn around about face and just go forward. Rock.
All right, y'all.
Hey, yo, man.
Did y'all hear
the
home music in the background?
Yeah, we heard it.
The song cry.
China, my message to everyone, man, you know what I mean? No, my freestyle tonight wasn't all of that, man. I like to write, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I can, but we all go through stuff, man. And regardless of what you're going through, somebody else got it a whole lot worse than you are, man. You can't give up, yo. You got to just keep your head up and stay positive. And that's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's still try to be me now, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of how hard it try to come, I just still going to remain positive. I will not lose. And you don't have to either,
exactly,
unless you just give up.
That's right.
I mean,
well, I'm proud of you. And I don't know, I thought about Song Cry. You know, sound like Song Cry, like you got to make the song cry. Because you, what you were going through, you like, I just got to give it up. I got to give it away. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully that helped you a little bit. But it actually sounded good. Like, everything ain't going to be scripted. It's all right. It ain't going to be perfect. But it's all worth it.
Hey, Truth, thank you for standing up, homie. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate your message.
No doubt.
Always.
All right,
cool,
everybody.
Man. It's always a pleasure.
That's what's up. We appreciate having you up here, Truth. And DMX, the poetry. Appreciate it, Carlos. All right,
that's
guys.
Me.
That was Truth and Carlos spitting a freestyle cry. That was hot. I loved it, and it was heartfelt, most definitely. And like I say, I really believe that when you hear yourself, you can heal yourself, if you really hear yourself. Because you can be talking and not even listening. And I hope that makes sense, y'all. You can be talking about something. You can be talking at yourself, talking to others, and not listening. And I said this last week when I was in my classes last week when I was in school, and just listening to all these different things and different ways that people, different ways people think, respond, or what have you, and how they deal. And sometimes you put things to the side and not deal with those things, and those things actually always come back. So it's best to deal with those things. So take time to hear yourself so you can heal yourself. And that's just one of my sayings. And hopefully somebody understands where I'm coming from and takes heed to that. All right, you guys. And another thing, too, what I said to Carlos, and I said this to everybody, I had to learn the hard way, and maybe it's the Virgo in me, I'm not for sure, but we're analytical, but I realize we're analytical. Like, my personality is analytical, but I realize it's for certain things, like doing this radio show, you know, as far as working the gadgets. Not the inspiration is analytical, but the inspiration is naturally a part of me. But having to work technology, writing, reading books, writing, doing homework, those different things, those are analytical things, but I realize I cannot analyze life because life is not scripted. It's not anything I wrote. God is the author of my life. So with that being said, I have to let him be him and me be me and realize the only person that can change is me. And I can pray for others and do my best to treat people right, you know, the best way I know how. So just remember, life is not scripted. It won't go the way we want it to, but we learn from those things to be a better person. And all the lessons that you learn, these are just, like I say, as I go and I grow, the lessons that you learn, they're for you to apply to your life, you know, not to just apply to one specific situation. Apply it to your life to be better. So just happen to I encourage you to tap into the best version of yourself. So with that being said, I have Miss Kathy on the line. How you doing, Miss Kathy?
Oh, yes, I am, Chyna. How you doing?
You doing all right today? Doing great. How about you?
Yes, I'm doing well. And you?
Oh, doing good. I'm a little jet lagged, but I'm all right. I'm here.
Okay. Well, you're a strong black woman, and I'm sure
thank
that you,
ma'am.
Will do very well in spite of.
Amen. I got to get some rest, and I'll be all right.
Yes, you will. You will.
Amen. I know you want to tell us a little bit about...
Go on. I'll wait.
No, no,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, no, I want
well,
you to go
you
ahead.
Know, I am a part of a business that is all about helping others save money, people who loves to travel or want to travel. And what this is all about is helping a person save money and be able to travel on a budget. And so I want to talk about that tonight and educate my people and others, and hopefully it will spark and encourage others to join, you know, to be able to experience life more and abundantly. So this is what I have to say to everyone that is listening in. My name is Kathy Sutton, and I am from the great city of Kinston, North Carolina. I'm so excited to be on this radio show tonight to give everyone the opportunity to learn about our new and wonderful business that's called P2S Travels. P2S Travel is a business that is seeking pioneers and like-minded partners who are interested in being key players and opening up the market and providing a tool and helping others in North Carolina to save money on traveling. We are looking for 7 to 12 key players who can help us to expand in these areas of the eastern, western, northern, and southern region of North Carolina. P2S Travel corporate headquarters is in Marietta, California. It has been in business, ladies and gentlemen, for 6 years. It is debt-free, paid millions in commissions worldwide. It has provided a global opportunity to many, and the partner and co-founder of the business are David and Adela Hart. And between them, they have over 30 years of experience in both the traditional business and the direct sale industry. And the goal of the business is for people to travel more for less. And why the travel industry? Because it's an $8 trillion industry. And the 10 largest internet companies in the world, three of them are travel industries in that. And what makes the travel different? P2S Travel Club memberships offer amazing value for others. The amazing value is when you receive wholesale prices on traveling where there's zero markup. And today, ladies and gentlemen, there is a 30-day trial risk-free. Yes, for 30 days, you are able to use the membership for free. You'll be able to have access to the back office and use everything that it has to offer there. P2S Travel has offered its customers this membership because they want you to experience what they have and where you don't have to worry about any money, paying any money for using what they have to offer for 30 days. And after the 30 days, ladies and gentlemen, it only costs $12.95 for you to use and become a member. You receive discount on entertainment, shopping, and dining. You also save up to 50 or more percent on things you purchase every day. You have full access to net rates on hotels, resorts, cruises, and car rentals. You receive $200 of free shopping dollars and dining dollars once you sign up. And this is when even whenever you are this within this 30-day trial period, you're able to use this. And you will receive unbelievable perks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you will receive unbelievable perks. So you need to do what you need to do in order to receive these unbelievable perks. You go to the website and enter a promo code on your smartphone, your tablet, or iPad. And that website is www.p2stravel.com/Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, /47324. Again, go to www.p2stravel.com/Sutton/47324. Remember, if you want to try it out for free before you buy, you have the option to do this for 30 days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about the annual membership. When I think about this annual membership, it is where you are able to save up to 33% whenever you become an annual member. And the annual membership is $99 for the entire year. But this is without the 30-day trial period. You have immediately, you receive 1,000 shopping and dining dollars on top of that, ladies and gentlemen. And with this annual membership, you receive a 4-day, 3-night trip incentive to go on vacation to a 5-star resort of your choice, to select in the U.S. Or you could go to Mexico for 6 days and 5 nights. And this costs only $99 for this package, ladies and gentlemen. And so with this one, it's the same as www.p2stravel.com/sutton/47324. And you click on Join Now at the top right corner of the website. You scroll down, go below the Gold, Titanium, and Platinum membership, and select the Annual Travel Club membership button to purchase. Remember, you can join tonight and become an annual member for the year and go on that vacation that you want this year, ladies and gentlemen, this year. So if you have any questions in reference to this, just contact me at 252-286-7635. Again, contact me at 252-286-7635. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of my presentation on how to save you money where you can travel for less and receive deep discount as once you become a member. And thank you, Chyna, for having me on your radio show tonight.
No problem, lady. We appreciate you sharing.
Anytime.
Okay. Well, y'all, please check out P2S Travel, most definitely, and connect with Miss Kathy Sutton. Could you give me your number one more time?
The number is 252 286-7635.
Okay. Thank you so much, lady. Please enjoy the show.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Ms. Kathy with PTOS Travel. Make sure you support, most definitely, if you want to travel and save some money and get some discounts on some things, most definitely check out PTOS Travel. All right, we got another artist on the line, Ms. Nikki. How you doing, Ms. Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you? Hello, everyone.
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good, that's good. How you feeling?
How about you?
I'm okay. I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't complain.
It don't make no sense to.
No.
Mm-mm.
What you got for us tonight, lady?
Okay, I'm going to be like Usher. These are my confessions.
All right, now.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think.
No, you good.
Okay. Confessions. Sometimes when things get rough, when life gives us reason to quit and no reason to fight, when the weight of the world is on my shoulders and my troubles are too much to bear, I drop to my knees in confusion, fear, and anger, searching for answers, asking God, why me? Then I feel a calmness in my spirit and whisper in my heart of God answering, why not you? I knew what I was doing when I made you, my child. You were built to overcome, to triumph, to outlast, to win. You are created in the image of me, not physically, but spiritually. I didn't bring you to this point just to leave you, but I need you to step outside of what you think you know and completely trust and rely on me. Moral of this story, the will of God will never take you where the grace of God can carry you. Faith doesn't mean every road you take will get you to Christ. It means Christ will take you down every road to get you to him. That's it.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, going through a lot, and you know, it helps to stay on your knees, and I don't mean that, you know, pray. All you can do is pray. I told that to my daughter today, and you know, that's all I can do for me, for my family, for my man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just all I can do is just pray. And
yeah,
prayer does change things, and he answers prayers.
Yeah, he does.
So I tell everyone, if you find yourself in trouble and your back is against the wall, just pray your way out of it.
That's right.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody, that was Miss Nikki. We appreciate that most definitely. I'm going to go with one more round, y'all. Y'all get ready for the next round. We're going to go ahead and close out. And that's so true what she said about praying. And I know something my grandma said, and I said in my poem, but pray and let your prayers have wings, meaning if you pray, don't pull that prayer back down, trying to still deal with what you just prayed for, if that makes any sense, you guys. When you pray, you just let God handle it and keep moving and keep going. And just know you can't change anybody but you. And most of the time we want to change other people because we don't want to change ourselves. All right. So with that being said, beautiful song to play just for this.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help when the enemy created walls. But remember, giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What God has for me, it is for me.
Word to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, my child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, father? He said, you have to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I penciled X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
Black Salamander. crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed just listening to the different artists, the freestyle that we had, the tracks that we played, and also listening to Miss Kathy tell us about P2S Travel. I appreciate her sharing the information. And for anybody who has something going on in your community, please let us know so we can support you. And something that I always forget to do is promote myself and what I'm doing. Even though the Lyrical Cypher is here for you all, it is, you know, I do appreciate having this also as an outlet to express myself through the arts as well. And also, I need to promote me. So with that being said, on Saturday, August 18th, that is actually my birthday show. And we're going to have a phenomenal, talented man who is very humble, a humble celebrity artist. His name is Marcus Anderson. Please check him out, you guys. He is a saxophonist, a man of many talents, and I'm looking forward to having him in the building. He hasn't been to Illusion since my second anniversary show, which that was 7 years ago. So I'm looking forward to having him in the building. That man can rock the house. So bring your family, your friends. We're going to have a ball. I can't wait. And please get there early so you can get your seat ahead of time, because they the same way they pack the shows for the anniversary shows, they do the same thing for my birthday show, and I appreciate the love and support that I get. And for anybody who wants to bring me a gift, I am open. But I'll be 40 years old on August 25th, just celebrating a week early, and love for you guys to be in the building. So that's Saturday, August 18th, and that's at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, 888-382-8501. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 till 12 a.m. We're going to midnight. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a funky good time. So with that being said, let me check in with Mr. Carlos to see if he wants to perform anything. And we'll go from there. What's up, Carlos?
How y'all doing? No, I'm not going to perform. I mean, I will say something, as always, man. And as always, I'm just going to always speak positive to everybody, man. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Stay smiling. Even when things go bad, look for the best way out. That's all you can do.
That's right.
Stay positive,
exactly,
man, about life, about everything. Even when negativity comes, it's going to come. Just, you know what I mean? The only way out of it is positivity. So stay positive, folks. I mean, and that's just,
exactly,
that's just me. That's just
that's
me.
Right.
Even if I don't even do everything right, I, you know what I mean? I make mistakes too, but I still try to stay
me
positive.
Too.
And that's what I just
that's
try
right
to tell everybody. I mean, so that's just me, y'all. Everybody keep your head
that's
up.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I'll see y'all next Tuesday. And I will, China, I will be at your party.
Yay!
I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll be there. I'll be there.
Well, look,
right,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
you're doing. Yeah. All right, everybody, that was Carlos. And
that's
keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. And got one more on the line. We got Truth on the line. What's up, Truth?
What's up?
What's up? What you got for us?
Okay. Here we go. Blankless eyes. Visions confused for the soul that I've seen. As I continue to rise, knowing that I am a miracle, there are other miracles. So let's keep our heads held high and let nothing discourage us. Let us say, encourage. Let us be smileful. Let us smile and understand that God has our back. No need to worry. No need to cry. So dry your eye. Let your tears be the point of your control. Let it be founded in your soul and be made whole. So let us understand that life is wonderful. Life is more abundantly great and should be appreciated. Let us know who is the author of our finisher, who is the beginning and the end, who will continue to keep us strong through thick and thin so we continue to smile. In the end, let us smile. Let us love each other. Let us roll. Truth. Rise.
I can dig it. I saw what you did. You summed up the conversations we've been having.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah.
You almost sound like Maya Angelou a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was like, you know, I was thinking about her a couple of days ago, you know, in your lifetime, there's certain, when it's like, you say, I'm a poet. So there were certain poets that I always wanted to meet, and she was one of them.
Oh, yeah, me too. I wish I could have met her. She was awesome. Yeah, the way you were flowing, it sounded like Maya Angelou.
Oh, thank you.
Like her tempo.
With that I rise. I rise. Yeah.
Yep. Right on the head. Yeah, but keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah, I'm struggling, but I'm surviving. Health wise, I'm struggling. Just health wise, but you know, mentally I'm strong, spiritually I'm strong. It's just this physical body, you know.
We'll keep you in your prayers too, most definitely.
Yes.
And speaking, and tell Sweet T we say hello.
All right. She's out right now. She'll be back in probably about an hour or so.
Gotcha. And speaking of prayers, y'all, I want y'all to continue to put up prayers for my stepfather who's still in the hospital. He's been in the hospital 7 weeks. And it's been a struggle for my family. But we do appreciate all the prayers and all the love that we've gotten from you guys because it has been tough. Been back and forth to the hospital. And, like I say, just keep our family in prayers because it's, you know, things just are still not looking good. So, we appreciate you. We appreciate the love and support that we've gotten. We appreciate the love and support we got here on the show and also at Illusions and just in general. So we do thank you for the prayers, and I'm praying that he'll be able to get back and come back to Illusions and sing again. Right now he's still on oxygen, and so we're just praying that, you know, he can survive off the oxygen that we breathe, you know, in and out, you know, as opposed to being on the machine. So with that, like I said, please give me your prayers, and we're going to go ahead and close out the show with Miss Nikki. How you doing, Miss Nikki?
Hey, China.
Hey.
Okay. This one is about yourself, not yourself, but oftentimes we think about and do for everyone else, and we forget to pay into ourselves. So this one is called Pay Into You. My new motto is pay yourself first. So many of us work every day for everyone but us. We work 40 hours a week, 160 hours a month for the bill collectors, the landlord, the mortgage company, the finance company, our kids, our mates. We work hard for everyone but us, even in our emotional sense. We give our joy, happiness freely to everyone, and then we're confused, upset, and hurt when our joy tank is left on E. Make a direct deposit into the bank of you and let yourself wealth build you up. You are your biggest asset financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Pay yourself first. Stay encouraged, everyone. Have a good night. See you next Tuesday.
Wow. That was, I'm speechless right now. Because, I mean, I needed that too, because it's true.
It's very
true.
We, like you told me, not be selfish, but, you know, we oftentimes don't think about us. We think about everyone else around us, but don't care to think about what we need or what we go through or what we want or none of that.
Yeah.
And it's time to start thinking about us.
Yeah, because we're constantly denying ourselves for other people, and those things that we're doing, those things are becoming our gods, you know what I'm saying? And it's God before us, and then you have to take care of you so you can actually be able to help somebody else on whatever you're doing,
right?
You know? And we do that. You know, we spend a lot of time, a lot of us, not everybody. I don't want to be saying everybody, because there are some people who do take care of themselves, you know,
right.
But self-care. You know, it's not, and when you spend a lot of time people pleasing, making sure everybody else is good, you feel selfish because you start thinking about you. It's like, oh my God, is this selfish? Like, I've been there so many times and thinking,
right.
Am I being selfish that I want to take a nap? Am I being selfish because I'm tired and I want to just rest for a little bit or whatever? Am I being selfish because I want to go work out? You know, like, because my time has been dedicated, this particular time has been dedicated to someone else, you know,
right.
With it. Counseling, whatever I'm attached to, and then some people take you for granted, and they don't think that you need anything because you've always been the strong vessel. They're always depending on Nikki. Well, I'm just using you for an example, depending on you
mm-hmm.
to do it all, but never realize nobody's asking you, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you need? Or you need your foot rub? You need this, that, third, or whatever? Like, you need that in your life. You need somebody who actually cares about you other than themselves. You know, like, takes time out to say, okay, wow, Nikki needs a moment. It's okay to have some me time. You know, it's okay to have that, but, it, you know, just getting to that point of taking some time to take care of you. So, yeah, I most definitely agree. And we've been talking about that for a minute, about self-care and
mm-hmm.
cheating on you. You don't realize you're cheating on you every day with constantly putting you to the side. And what you're saying about health, you know, there's a lot of things with our health. Sometimes we neglected us and said, I'm good. I'm going to make sure you're good first, then I'll take care of me.
Right.
But I honestly believe in what they say. I've been hearing it a lot. I heard it last week when I was in school in UNCW. I went to a class called The Art of Self-Care, perfect class.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if you're on a plane, and they said this all the time on plane, well, I don't know if you've been on a plane before. They tell you,
mm-hmm.
if the plane goes down, you put the mask on your face first.
Right.
And then put the mask on another.
Put the mask
person.
On someone
Why?
Else.
Because
mm-hmm.
you can't die putting the mask on their face, and then you don't survive.
Right.
You know that makes. But that's exactly what we do. Let me put
mm-hmm.
the mask on my child's face, and then I put a mask on my.
Mm-hmm.
No, you put it on your face so you can actually breathe to put it on her face. But if you can't breathe
right.
put it on your child's face, you're not going to survive, and neither will she. Or
right.
he.
But,
you know.
But that's
but,
the first
yeah.
thing we do. I didn't think of. Mhm.
Mhm. Yeah. But you got to take care of you first, you know, so you can actually take care of somebody else.
So very true.
But yeah. Thank you, girl. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. That was an awesome piece and a beautiful way to end the show. So everybody,
thank you.
Please, you know, thank you. Call in every Tuesday night. And every Tuesday night at 9:00. And we appreciate you and love what you're doing. And thank you so much. All right, you guys. So what I want you guys to do is, like I say, we were saying, take care of you. Be the best you know how to be. Be a better version of yourself. And I snatched this right here last week, and I don't know if I said it last week, but I'm going to say it this week. If I have, I'm just going to repeat myself in this pool. Like I said, if I say something you don't need, toss it. I won't be offended. But I'm going to give you what I got. Anita Baker said it best and I could. But if there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. And I love that phrase for a reason. Because we battle every day in our minds. Like, you got an angel inside, you got a devil inside. You battle all the time in your mind. And when there is no enemy to battle inside, the enemy that you see outside can do you no harm, meaning nobody else can do you no harm because you'll be at peace within you. And Nikki said something very powerful, which is so true. When you realize, and it's perfect, like what I said a long time ago about the surrender prayer, God, and I'm going to break it down the way I saw it, and hopefully this helps somebody, but God grant me, grant meaning to give it to me whether I deserve it or not. The serenity, mean peace of mind over everything. To accept the things I cannot change. I mean, I can't change people. I can't change things. I can't change the past. I can't even tell you what the future is going to be like. You know, and the courage to change what I'm afraid of that I look at in the mirror every day, me. A lot of people are afraid of changing themselves, and they want to change everything else that I just called out. You can't change the past. You can't change your mate. You can't change your cousin. You can't change your sister. You can't change your brother. You can't change your mom. You can't change what happened to you. You can't change what you did. You can't change what, no, I ain't going to say what you did. Well, what you did is already in the past. But you can make better changes now within you, but you need that courage to do that and the knowledge to know the difference, meaning you can only change you. And that's a part of tapping to the better version of yourself, being the best you know how to be. And acceptance, I really believe acceptance is the key. Accepting people for who they are and where they are in their lives. Don't try to force people to be what you want them to be. You'll be tired. Expectations, it creates an unrealistic expectation. You know, expecting people to be what you want them to be or operate the way you want to operate and say what you want to say and do it the way you want to say it. And if you will only think like this, if you only do it this way, no, 9 out of 10 people that say that still won't be happy when you do it. I've literally been in that situation. It's like being a puppet with a puppet master. When somebody say, well, if you just do this, we'll be good. Guess what? When you do that, they're still not good, and they want you to do something else. And that's a job or whatever. Don't matter. Well, you know, if you just walk this way, everything will be good to go. No, it won't, because there'll always be something else. What about this right here? Accept me for who I am, where I am, and what I am, and whose I am, as opposed to what you want me to be. Because I'll never live up to your expectations. But all I can do is be me. And that's the most freeing thing I can be, is me. Now, by the grace of God, I will change and grow throughout time. But don't force it. The more you force it and try to force your family, your friends, your cousin, this and third, you're only going to hurt yourself. And I really believe in forgiveness, you know. Forgiveness and acceptance, and accepting people for who they are, not what you want them to be, not trying to change people to be what you want them to be, but accept people where they are, you know, and and just moving on and going from there. And I truly believe that forgiveness is free, and forgive yourself. You know, I forgive everybody who's hurt me, and I've also forgiven myself for my choices. And just keep right on moving, you guys. But like I said, life is going to happen. It's been every day. Carlos said it best. Like, it's going to happen. But, you know, we got to go with the twists and turns. It's an emotional, it's a roller coaster. You got some good days, some bad days. Good days, bad days. Good days, bad days. But it's all worth it. Just learn along the way. Enjoy the journey. It's an open road. We all on the same road. We got different journeys, but it's okay. Because your journey is meant for you. My journey is meant for me. And let's meet in the middle somewhere and connect and just laugh. Talk about it. Laugh about it and keep moving. So hopefully what I said to you helps tonight. Hopefully, you know, and hopefully what you heard tonight from different artists and different people, and just shoot, get out there and enjoy life. Travel, go to P2S Travel and travel. Get out there and do some things. Enjoy life. Don't work yourself to death. And please do your best not to just exist. Enjoy life. We only got one. So with that being said, you guys have a blessed night. I'll see you guys on Tuesday night at 9. And love you all. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Good night.